kiddos. Handsome Jack here. You're listening to Start Replay.
Pushy Snuggle Bites is my main squeeze.
I thought I would take some time away from battling Dr. Nefarious and introduce a brand new Start Replay podcast.
Presumably because you have half a brain in your head. Okay. Kisses.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Start Replay podcast, episode 16. And I'm doing the introduction because I jinxed Josh. Josh, you can speak. I'd have to say your name three times.
My name's Josh. And who are you? Because you introduced it.
My name's Richard.
So you didn't actually say who you are to the people.
I think I got across the point that this was the Start Replay podcast. Yeah, but that was all we needed.
They don't care about hosts.
All right, right. Okay, let's introduce ourselves. My name's Richard.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Freya.
And Richard.
We've got two Richards. We've got too many Richards, I think. More than nothing is more than too much.
No amount of Richards is too much.
What are we going to be talking about in the podcast today, Richard?
Oh, well, we can go over the new Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Used to be known as Victory Trailer.
Set in London, yeah. Originally released gameplay footage back in December. Leaks.
We could also talk about the new Mad Max film coming out.
We can.
Suicide Squad set photos.
Yeah.
A bit old, but we could still talk about it.
Apple Watch. I've got
Apple
one.
Apple Watch.
Ooh.
What else has happened recently?
Not much. Project Cars has come out. Everyone's complaining about glitches. Batman Arkham Knight DLC has been announced.
True.
Batgirl. You get to play a girl in a wheelchair.
I'm surely it's pre-wheelchair Batgirl.
It is pre-wheelchair Batgirl.
Pre-Killing Joke.
But I don't know if it will end up being Killing Joke DLC. Maybe they'll bring back
Mark Hamill. That'll be a bit depressing.
Yeah.
But
the very end of the game, you get your back broken.
Yeah, but then you just carry on with Batman.
Suck.
Proof Batgirl is not as good as Batman. Batman had his back broken, he came back.
Batman and his back bro? What?
Broken and he
came back broken. I thought you said either back bro or back broker.
If you hadn't have coughed halfway through my sentence, Joshua, all you would have heard.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to start with?
I think we should start off game related.
Game
talk about
related.
The Assassin's Creed trailer and gameplay.
Who's a fan of Assassin's Creed here?
I do like the
Freya's
more recent games.
Scrunching her face together.
No, she was off. I was very tempted to buy Black Flag the other day because apparently that's the best one.
Black Flag is
Black
very
Flag
good.
Probably has been the best one.
I don't know. I'm not into those sort of games. I will buy this one because
what
it's
type
London.
Of games are you into?
Shooting games.
Shooting
Shoot
games.
As many people as you can.
Ooh, Black
new,
Ops 3.
New Assassin's
Ooh,
Creed.
Yes, that's true.
You've got a revolver. You can shoot people.
That's you can. Right. First person.
That's all right.
You can't really. It's bullshit. Imagine that though. First person Assassin's Creed. Just like your hands
kind of,
building.
There are guns.
Half your time would just be looking at buildings.
There probably are PC mods for it.
Yeah.
That would
be confusing as shit though.
Just be more dull.
All the free running and everything. Yeah.
Morpheus add-on. You're just like looking around as your arms are going up. So yes, it's set in London. Still not Japan. Or like...
Or China.
Eastern Asia or China.
Oh, London would be cool though.
They teased a China one, didn't they? There was a 2D.
Yeah.
Not 2D. It was a.
Yeah, well, it's
scrolling
kind of like
China
scrolly
one,
thing.
It?
Yeah, I got that on Xbox One, but I've yet to play it.
I got ages ago a Spider Man PSP sort of game, and it was a side scrolling one. It was absolutely awful.
Well, now you can actually get the whole of New York City on the PS Vita Spider Man.
Wow.
That blows my mind.
That's pretty cool.
When I was a kid, I was like, oh my god! You know, open world games.
You
in the palm of my hand.
Did you ever play Spider-Man 2 to go along with the movie Spider-Man 2?
Oh yeah, so no, I played it on the like consoles.
That was a great game.
But obviously, when you got it on DS or whatever
yeah,
it was at that time, it would just be a side-scroller where you'd shoot your web and you would have nowhere to go.
It's taken them like 10 years to get it on the handhelds.
That's like having GTA on a portable, right? Like open world game. Well,
you've had
like,
it on yeah, you've had it on your phone now for ages. They've got San Andreas on your phone now.
That fun.
Yeah.
With touch controls.
Thing.
You need like proper.
You can get the add ons for your phones now, so it basically makes it a controller.
That's
you can have
awesome.
Like physical
well, then
controller.
That's
connected.
What I want for my Christmas present. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Assassin's Creed in London, including London related things like Big Ben
and grapple hooks.
London Eye is not there, surprisingly.
I saw it in one of the pictures.
Did you?
I saw him standing and it was in one of the pictures.
What, London Eye?
I was thinking of Big Ben.
Oh.
Nice. Not London Eye.
Okay. Yeah, Big Ben is there.
That's what you get when you don't listen, kids.
Maybe. Oh, my God. Imagine this. Maybe there'll be, like, a plan to assassinate the Queen.
Ooh.
Or go to Buckingham Palace. Kind of... Go to Buckingham Palace and, like, sneak around. And then you, like, attempt to assassinate the Queen. That but she's all, like, ninja style. And with her German with her German roots, she's like, wow, yeah.
What year is it set?
No, 1868.
68? We wouldn't be killing Jack the Ripper then.
Oh, damn. What about Guy Fawkes? Or was that early 1900s?
That was long before.
Oh, like, no, that was yeah, that was
like,
sorry.
Stuart times.
I was going to say early 1900s. Yeah, it's Guy Fawkes with all those silly hats and frilly things.
Top hats. Trench coats are more this game. Yeah.
Well, what do you think of the look of this Assassin's Creed game from the gameplay trailer? Freya, go.
The people looked absolutely rubbish. It kind of reminded me of Sims 2. Like, they really didn't look that great.
Mate.
But everything else looked okay.
Everything else looked adequate.
Yeah, looked adequate. But the people, just the movements. Like, there was this guy who, like, I don't know if he was jumping off the wall, like, sideways, or if he was, like, being kicked into the wall, but it just didn't look very, sort of, human. Okay. Like, the way they moved, I don't know. Just
wow, he looked like cardboard.
The main character, protagonist, he looks so cool. So freaking cool.
Oh, yeah.
With his top hat and everything.
So cool.
But then if you look at his face, it's just like...
Yeah,
to
be fair, like, even with, like, Unity, which was the first next-gen one, they all look... near enough the same. They're just reskinned, and I don't know what type of effects they're going to add. It's not like it's like the initial leak, which was just like a pre-release like mock-up of what the game should look like. That looked better than what we're seeing now, and that was leaked back in December. You haven't seen that, but
they've finally added environmental kills.
Yeah, but then even with environmental kills, I don't think it. You know, like they drop some barrels on someone's head. And then they immediately all, like, just disappear.
And they sort of go to a ragdoll effect.
Yeah, and then the ragdolls go...
They've got a hand-to-hand combat mechanism now, which actually looks pretty good. Except from, like, they don't hit them at all, and then it counts as a
hit. So it's like Batman Arkham games.
Yeah.
But...
Not as acrobatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're basically just steal... This is basically Batman Assassin's... Arkham, London.
The Getaway.
Assassin's Arkham, London, The Getaway, Bloodborne.
Remember The Getaway? Getaway
Vaguely.
Black Monday? Like GTA in London.
I remember a trailer for a proposed sequel to that.
Oh, did you ever play Gangs of London on the PSP?
No.
Pretty shit.
I wasn't as cool as you.
It's pretty shit.
I still am not as cool as you.
It was basically GTA
Fred,
in London.
Fred, did you ever play Gangs of London?
I've never even heard of this game. Enlighten me, Richard.
Basically,
please,
right.
Get my blowtorch and enlighten her.
Basically, it's like GTA in London, right? You've got all these different gangs you can do a different story for. You've got the Cockneys, right. You've got
can
the
you
Jamaicans.
Swap, like, instantly between each character like GTA 5?
No, you can go to the menu and choose a different campaign to play as a different gang, though.
That's not good, then.
Oh,
already,
forget about
no.
it.
Sorry, it's a 2006 game. I think
tainted your mind already.
But they've got all these different game modes, like zombie, and you have to run
they've
around
got game
London.
Modes.
Game modes.
Wow.
Game modes. They oh, darling, be. I'm gonna kill you now. Things like that.
They've got different game modes.
Game modes, right? Okay.
They've got a. I think it's like it's a reference to 28 Days Later, but it's, right. It's like a zombie mode where you've got zombies walking around London.
That's quite cool.
And you have to like run around and kill them all.
That'll
but you get
them.
To go around like London, and it's quite cool.
What would you like to see from London Assassin's Creed?
Ooh.
Or Assassin's Creed Syndicate, as it's called.
Well, they've got sideburns. Everyone's got sideburns in the game, even the women.
Would you like customizable sideburns?
I would like to customize their appearance a lot.
Yeah, that'd be really
I do
fun.
Love that in games.
Like, make them have purple sideburns, and then
cool.
white skin and green eyes.
Yeah.
That's
and like
just
a,
goals.
Like a Big Ben hat.
A little tourist clothes.
London Eye hat.
Yeah. A London Eye hat. And everyone will be like, what is that contraption? Well, it looks like they have trains.
Amazing.
It looks like it looks like they have trains in this one.
Yeah, and horse and carriage racing.
You probably didn't see it because there's a gameplay trailer frame of it. And then at the end of the gameplay trailer, they're like having a race, or not a race, but like they're running around in horse and carriage and they're like mowing into people on the street and like they're crashing into each other and horses get flying everywhere and like every shit goes down. It looks a bit silly.
Right. And I'm not calling myself an expert, but my family do own a horse. And,
right.
And I will say,
wow, so
that,
you...
that in real life, that horse would have died.
He was a rich kid.
Well, yes.
It would have died.
Yeah, Richard Richie
Rich. Yeah, Richie Rich.
Richie Rich, basically.
That film was about you.
They're for all of those films.
And the comics that came beforehand, and the Netflix series, which is one star.
There was a Netflix series of Richie Rich.
Nobody hears about it because it got one star.
Wow. Aww. I think I'm going to watch that tonight.
I've got much better things to do.
Are you going
to
watch?
Like, go to the gym.
Buzz gym.
Like midnight.
Yeah.
Same gym. Still only been once.
Fist pump.
Probably going
to
cancel.
I tend to go at like 11.
What?
Because it's quite quiet.
But that's when you should be in bed.
That's when you should be sleeping. That's when you should be masturbating in bed.
Dobby, shut up.
I would definitely go along at 11 if I didn't have work the next one.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see. We're going to see. I've got a jam-packed day tomorrow, right? In the morning, I've got to go to London for 11 to play this like small like Super Bros Dungeon Keeper game that's releasing on PS4. And then I've got to get back and go to the gym. And then I've got to pack. And then I've got to send something in the post. And then I've got to do all this other shit. And then I'm going to Berlin like really early in the morning on Thursday.
I've just got to get up and go to work.
You bastard. What do you have to do, Freya?
To go to school and then go to work.
Go to school with my little packed lunch.
I don't know why I say school.
And my banana.
I just don't like saying college. It just sounds... God. I don't feel that grown up.
You don't
like
look it.
Tell me that's... Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Damn it.
I'm kidding. So, Assassin's Creed Syndicate. It looks very much the same as, you know, every other Assassin's Creed game. I'm not too sure how it's going to turn out. Cool, yeah, it'll be cool. It's in London, so I'll be like, oh wow, I've been there.
But we probably won't know that we've been there. The
notable parts, like in front of Big Ben, there'll be a bridge, and you'll be like, I've been on that bridge.
I recognise that.
And what? And then, like, there'll be tons of people reenacting things, like from the game, climbing.
Cool.
I want to climb up Big Ben.
Let's do that. Let's vlog that. I think
let's climb up to Big Ben.
Yeah. Scalgo pros on.
Easy.
Okay. Yeah.
Sam does want to do stuff like that.
Yeah, I could actually imagine Sam doing that.
I was in the car with Sam and his mum.
Is it something for him to do?
I was in the car once with Sam and his mum, and he was like, I'm going to climb up that crane. She was like, no, you're not. Rich just speaks some sense into it.
So is Sam actually still alive?
Yeah, he's very active at the moment.
Yeah, he's in group chat. He is on it.
He wanted to turn up to the podcast today and be like, oh. You're a bit late, but maybe next time. He said he was just going to come and give me applause every time I say something.
Oh, right. Well, you see, there's someone I work with who does professional video work, like animations.
Okay.
So he's going to make something for us.
Wow.
Ooh.
Really, really professional. Seems amazing. So look out on the YouTube channel for some awesome intros.
Josh just pointed at TV.
We could do like animated adventures.
We could totally have to pay him quite a lot. Though.
Yeah, that's true.
In stocks. Yeah, let's grab that. Stocks of Start Replay.
Stocks. You have a 25% stock of Start Replay.
Yeah, give him like 1%.
1%.
1% of a percent.
Be like $1.
0.01.
Not even $1, probably like 10
like
cents.
20p, yeah.
How much do we earn from the YouTube?
Who knows?
Monthly. It's somewhere between 69p and £8.
Joel has yet to change our supplier of things for YouTube.
Of things?
We should get more money.
Social Blade is at the moment.
But Joel has yet to write a letter to Canada to change it. Oh, what's it talking about? Need to change it.
That's fucking Irish, man.
I don't know. Whole mixture. So yeah, Assassin's Creed. Cool. London.
Probably
won't
be as cool as it looks.
What
and
do
it
you,
doesn't even look that cool.
I think we should get into predicting scores. What do you think?
80%.
6.5. Oh, 65.
80%. 65 from Freya.
But I'm always on the negative side.
I'm gonna go in there with them. Cheeky little 8.5, 85%.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, try and fill it with some confidence.
They are getting better, those games.
Are they?
Since the third one,
Well, hopefully they will actually have made this one a bit more watertight, as opposed to Unity, which was a mess when it came out.
But it just, like, they've just released one. I
know they release it every year.
Well, same as COD. Just... COD released one every year.
Every single year.
Going downhill.
You know, this next Call of Duty seems very, very changed and better.
Yeah, it's like Titanfall without the mechs.
Well, it's like more open-ended levels and like a whole like zombie and reward points, skill points, upgraded character system storyline thing.
Free roaming.
That sounds cool.
There's all sorts of stuff happening. Yeah, exactly. It's going to be awesome. What are we moving on to next, Richard?
Oh, we could talk about The Void. It's a special surprise topic going in. Have you heard about The Void?
I have no idea about The Void. It's what is it?
Basically a virtual reality theme park.
Okay.
Where you go in, you wear this special
suit.
For
dinosaurs?
No, I don't think there were dinosaurs.
Okay.
They've got a trailer for it online. I suggest checking
out
The Void.
There's a dinosaur game coming out. Come on.
Is there?
Yeah.
Oh, I like dinosaurs.
Well,
you can hunt dinosaurs.
You've got a headset on. You're in this big room. You wear a suit as well. You can have like a weapon or something. And it basically transports you to this virtual version of this room, which looks like, say, a spaceship or a haunted mansion.
Wow.
And you can walk around it. Say, there's one sort of game type on it where you're holding a lantern and you walk around this haunted house. Like, physically walking around this building. You turn around a corner and a monster jumps out at you and you're like,
oh my god, oh my god, that's amazing. Where is it?
I don't know, I've only seen the trailer. I wasn't paying that much attention.
I need to
but it looks really cool. And they've got like things that look a bit like Halo where you've got guns and you walk around shooting each other like laser tag. And they've got even fantasy ones, like you and three other friends can go and fight a dragon somewhere.
That's awesome. Okay, that's so awesome.
That'll be like the next Laser Quest.
It will
I'm
take
so
over most theme parks now.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
I think I'd weigh myself
imagine,
at the monster one.
But... Imagine if we did that, but they made a PT mod for it.
Ooh.
That'd be so good.
You've led us onto another topic.
Yeah,
Silent Hill game cancelled.
Yeah, yep. We did speak about that, actually.
Did we last week?
Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I was in it, wasn't I?
Yeah, we were very sad that it was cancelled, and I hate Konami, so...
I don't... Why?
I hate
did
you, Konami.
Did they say why they cancelled it?
Fuck you. it's some weird relationship they have with the creator of Metal Gear Solid, Hideo Kojima, and basically they fucking don't like him, and they were like, well, screw you, we're going to cancel everything, asshole. So, yeah, I'm sorry, Konami, but I don't have any love for you, because PT was one of the best horror games I've ever played. Like many other people think the same.
Rip in peace.
Stuff. Rip in peace.
I heard... Guillermo del Toro did the PT, didn't he? He had some parts playing it. I heard he was doing another trailer for a video game, I think, and it might... Was it Fallout?
Fallout 4.
Fallout 4, yeah. Because...
Have you played Fallout before?
Sort of. I've watched my dad play it.
I
have.
But I've never played it myself.
Literally, I have. My dad wouldn't
I don't know
name.
What you're talking about, Brian. I mean, Suri. I don't know. Okay.
Literally, my dad would not know. That was the one game that he was just like, no, you're not ruining it for me.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be great.
And we'll know about it in a month's time.
I'm really excited for it. Well, did you see somebody updated their LinkedIn page?
Yeah.
And it said 3D artist on the Fallout 4 CGI trailer.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, it might be real.
It is real.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It is coming.
It's so
the biggest reason Bethesda are holding their first ever conference at E3 is for Fallout 4. And I think also Dishonored Remastered coming to next gen and possibly a Dishonored sequel.
I'd love to play that.
Maybe
Dishonored.
A Wolfenstein.
I've heard such good things about
such
it.
Maybe something to do with Wolfenstein. Closely to releasing
the Wolfenstein add-on has just come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
unfortunately, I didn't get a code somewhere now. Even though I spoke with because I sometimes speak with the lead animator or designer, level designer, gameplay, senior gameplay programmer, designer, whatever his name. I messaged him. I said, "Well done, I'm releasing this. I look forward to what you do next." He was like, "Yeah, me too." Okay,
same.
The conversation was a bit more elaborate, but yeah, I do like Wolfenstein. I look forward to playing the add-on.
Oh, it was such a cool game in terms of its style.
Oh, it's just
it was very much
old
sort of
school.
Like, it always reminded me of like Ocean's 11 or something, whenever they had the cutscenes and they're playing all the music. It was like, right, here's where we're going to kill these Nazi bastards.
Yeah. Ocean's 11. Team Inglourious Bastards.
No.
Ocean's 11.
When they're doing like the laydown of the heist and everything they're going to do.
But they don't kill Nazis. Up. You could have done like Inglourious Bastards. That's a bit more like Brad Pitt going, "I didn't know she's gonna kill him." You know.
Don't correct me, Josh. Don't you correct me?
Well, I just did. So.
Beef.
So The Void, yeah, cool. What are we moving on to now? We're talking about.
We could take a break from video games. Move on to
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, and what was the other film?
Mad Max.
Mad Max.
So, Margot Robbie, who most of you will know from
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street as the hot blonde.
She is so sexy.
Or most recently, Focus with Will Smith.
Focus with Will Smith.
Who is also in...
And now she's Harley Quinn. Hey, Puddin'. Jaker. Whatever fucking thing. I don't know.
Whoa, do we have Tara Strong in The Office?
No!
The voice actress for Harley Quinn in many
hey,
things.
Hey, B-Man! I don't know. Whatever. I can't do Tara Strong. Yes. What do you think of the look of
Margot Robbie as
Harley Quinn?
It's
very Arkham related.
It is very Arkham related.
Freya has no idea.
No, I have absolutely no idea.
You've got, I don't know. You've got a picture right here on your wall of Harley
Looks
Quinn
very
in
similar.
Arkham
Let's
City.
Let's look it up, otherwise I'm just going to be like, what?
Well, she's got the pigtails with different colours at the end. So.
Oh, right.
That is Margot Robbie.
Oh, I've seen
as Harley Quinn.
That I didn't realise that was. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, baby.
She looks.
Josh is zooming in on her butt.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, she literally has the biggest ass in the world.
Yes, she does.
That's why she's making a good
Harley
Quinn.
Is that her boob or is that her? I'm so confused. Huh? Was that her boob or was that her like rib?
Boob
it's
or rib?
They're often confused.
They're probably like ripped top something.
Oh yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Boob or rib? That's a new game we're gonna play. Boob or rib?
I think everyone else has been talking about Harley Quinn in that new film. I think we should speak about one of the other characters, like Captain Boomerang.
Yeah.
Oh,
those really notable characters that
and
I love.
Rick Flag.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Enchantress.
I have no idea who these people are, and I like DC, which is a shame.
I've heard of most of them.
Deadshot.
Yeah,
I know Deadshot. And Harley Quinn and Joker. And no one else. I don't know anyone
Killer
else.
Killer Croc.
Oh, yeah, Killer Croc.
He looks
awesome.
Really good.
They've
yeah,
done such
really
a good job with him. I'm like...
Looks great.
Yeah, man. But they all look a bit 90s. They're all dressed up in, like, you know, sports jackets and leather.
I like it, though.
I don't know why Killer Croc would be wearing a jacket if he's, like, got scaly skin.
They've actually made
Maybe
him,
he's a bit shy.
They've made him with, like, makeup look like a Killer Croc.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't they just put a whole bodysuit on him and look like Killer Croc?
Well, I suppose
ripped
in...
shorts, Hulk style.
In the... sort of comics, he's not always like that, is he? Only in Arkham City and
yeah,
Asylum.
Well, they yeah. seem to be taking a lot of their trends from Arkham City. We'll see.
Yeah.
Will Smith. It's going to be good. Anyway, I hope so. I don't know. I like Fury, the person who is directing this movie.
You like Nick Fury? That's the wrong film.
No.
Wrong film
no,
franchise.
Fury.
Mate.
Have you seen the film Fury?
Yeah.
With Brad Pitt?
It was filmed near
no.
here, wasn't it?
And
I know,
it's
which
with
one
Germans.
Is there?
It was filmed just down the road
Where's
from
the
where
Germans?
We live. So.
What?
Henley.
Really?
It's from Henley.
No.
Yeah. All the fields, Henley.
Really?
Didn't
What?
Yeah.
When? When did they film this?
I'm assuming a few months before it came out. But Brad Pitt was like...
A few months. Oh, only a few months before the release date. Yeah, we're filming
Something like that. Well, Brad Pitt was in like Starbucks in Henley. Everyone sort of kept on seeing him there.
What?
That could have been my grandparents.
Well, come on. Why didn't I know about any of this? Jesus.
Freya just admitted
I'm
it was filmed in her grandparents'
have to
field.
I watch it now because they were having something filmed there and it could have been that.
God damn it.
Brad Pitt was in her grandparents' field and she didn't
Possibly.
Go.
Possibly. No.
Can we go?
She is not a straight female.
Can we go to like the places where they filmed it and reenact it?
Yeah, I'm sure we can get a tank and some
no,
guns
no,
and
well,
some
No, we
Nazis.
Don't need a tank. We could just get a big cardboard box each and like paint a tank.
Put it around my car.
And then put it around ourselves and like go in a line. With like little like hats and like the goggles. I know we're not flying, but still. And then we'll be like going down and we'll be like, kill the Nazis! And we can have Joel at the end in like a moustache and like a Nazi uniform and then he like explodes.
I love how Joel's the Nazi.
He just looks like one. That reminds me of, have you seen that video of the guy dressed up as Batman with a cardboard cut out of a...
Oh, kind of.
Of the bat cycle on him and he's just running down the street going...
Yeah. Wow, I did not realise that. Oh my god, that's such a shame. We could have been all over that. Well, I probably didn't know you at the time, but still.
Looks like they've gone from having Brad Pitt everywhere in Henley to George Clooney now, who actually lives down the road from him.
Has he been seen in Henley?
Yeah, he was at some Spanish restaurant, was other stuff.
Spanish restaurant.
He goes to a local pub in Sonning, apparently.
I think I might have to start. We might have to start going there as like every Friday night or something, guys. Come on.
I do know.
Richard can drive us.
I do know a great tapas
no
restaurant in Henley.
No drinks for Richard. No, we can buy you dinner or something, and then we'll say hi to George Clooney. Say,
oh,
Mr.
Tapas,
Clooney,
mate.
Would you mind doing an intro to our podcast? And he'd be like, hi, I'm George Clooney.
And this is Josh's generic American accent.
Yes.
Hi, I'm George Clooney, and you can catch me in my new film, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland looks really good.
Which is based off the Disneyland.
Do you not know about it?
No. I feel so irrelevant in this podcast, I don't know about anything.
Well, it's just named after the section of Disneyland called Tomorrowland, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't read too much into it. But Brad Bird's doing Incredibles 2!
Yay.
Woo.
Have you seen Incredibles?
I'm too old.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm too old for it now.
But you've seen Incredibles, right?
I have seen Incredibles.
You can never be too old for Incredibles. Watch Incredibles again and you'll be absolutely... Oh, it's amazing. And Samuel Jackson's in it. He's like Friezo, whatever his name is.
Oh, he's back, is he?
Yeah. And,
does he have an eye patch?
Well, you know, he's not Nick Fury in it.
Sam where's Jackson my, isn't Nick Fury.
Don't you remember a part in the film where he's like, honey, where's my super suit? I put it in there. You know,
where's my motherfucking super suit?
Yeah, I'm sick of these motherfucking super suits. Motherfucking whatever. No, he's not quite like that, but oh my god, it's like the best. I could watch that again right now. Put it on. Great. End of podcast. Then. Bang.
Alright, see you next week.
See you next week. We're off to see Incredibles. Other movie stuff. Mad Max has been getting 5-star ratings across the board.
Out tomorrow, if you're listening to this on release day.
Yes. Who saw that coming?
No
one. Freya doesn't know. Freya still doesn't care.
It was done by the director of the original films, wasn't it?
George Romero?
George Romero? George Romero?
What's his name again? Who does it?
I don't know. I've got no idea.
It was made by this guy, this original first. I don't know his name.
Oh, I know, it's the guy that did the originals.
Well, he's getting 5 stars from everyone.
And it's got Tom Hardy, and he's doing everything.
It's got Tom Hardy. Maybe he'll be like, I'm Mad Max, and also Bane.
I'm Mad Max. Well, have you seen what Tom Hardy's doing at the moment? He's done Bane, done Mad Max. He's in talks to play another DC Comics character. He wants to be Punisher.
Yeah.
And he's also playing both the Hardy twins in the film Legend.
Yes. Also, he might be playing Sam Fisher in Splinter Cell, maybe.
Oh, yeah, and that one.
That would be really good.
He just does everything these
days. Do you
like
Splinter Cell?
It's like Chris Pratt.
You do?
I
like Splinter Cell. That's good. We got... did he play the last one, Blacklist?
Yes, I did, actually. Yeah.
We got an intro from him for our podcast one time. He was quite cool. But we just ended up taking the mick out of him. We're like, hang on, this isn't Sam Fisher, this is an imposter. Yeah,
you could have broken your neck pretty easily, Sam Fisher. And you're mocking him.
Probably
not. It's not smart.
Maybe that'll be announced at E3. Sam Fisher 2. No,
Sam
I mean
Fisher
Splinter Cell.
Josh's neck.
Splinter Cell Blacklist 2. Whatever. Splinter Cell Whitelist. Ooh. We gotta get the Whitelist. It's got all our white info on here.
Gotta get to the green room.
What else?
I've got to take on the Blue Man Group.
The Blue Man Group. What, the
Sam Fisher takes on the Blue Man Group at Universal
totally
Studios,
perplexed.
Florida.
Yeah, that would be a 5-minute game of nothing. But
of pure brilliance.
That's questionable. I have an Apple Watch.
Yay.
He does.
And
it's
very exciting.
So what's different about it? Like, what's so...
What, to a normal watch?
No. Well, there's a lot. But what I don't understand is... Why can't you get your phone out and just do it on there?
Because I'm a lazy fucker.
That adds a few more seconds to the ordeal.
Exactly. I don't want... Yeah, it's like, now... Okay, one of the biggest, like, coolest parts is that now I've got some Jaybird Bluetooth headphones. I can pair them to my Apple Watch, store 250 songs on my Apple Watch, go out and about, and it's like the future. And I'm like, oh my god, I've got something on my wrist that can play my music and also look cool, and I've got headphones in my head. The future's here.
Okay.
It's like, no, okay, it's a lot of convenience. It's, of course, if you get a text message and your phone's in your pocket or your bag, you just lift your wrist, you see the text message, you reply via Siri or quick like text or whatever. or emails or reminders, it's... or like my passport, like boarding passes on there, and I'll just be like, oh, boop. Cool. They'll be like, hey, can I have your boarding pass? And I'll be like, of course you can. There you go.
It's kind of just another way.
Like, oh, an Apple Watch, and I'll be like, yeah.
That's an Apple Watch. Then you be banging.
I'll be banging.
I guess I feel like I'm
stewardesses
sort of...
in my high club.
My high club.
God, that's good, really.
It's German wings I'm flying with, though, so.
Maybe not.
Hopefully there are no suicidal people.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Too soon?
Yeah, well, it's not too soon. It's just a valid comment.
It's okay. This will be out tomorrow.
Oh, my parents
the
went
day
on
before
a,
I'm going.
Oh, yeah, good luck. My parents went on a German flight, I think it was 2 days after, and the pilot was lovely. She was saying, like, my heart goes out and everything.
Why, did everyone want to go to the cabin just to make sure he's an okay pilot? Yeah, the entire roster of people on the plane start questioning him and being like, are you okay today?
It's like that scene in...
Don't lock the cabin door.
It's like the scene in Airplane where they're all queuing up to beat them.
Oh, yeah, it's like, calm down, you'll be all right.
No. Somebody with boxing gloves, somebody with a gun, somebody with a baseball bat, grenade.
Yeah, we live in a world full of lunatics.
We do.
Like the Joker.
Like people who buy Apple Watches.
The Apple Watch is
pass.
Okay, it's very much a convenience product at the moment, and it's just so cool to lift my wrist and be like, wow, that's a text on my wrist. I don't have to take out my phone. And it's times I like having an Apple Watch where I feel as though I could do with the smaller iPhone because it's a bit like, oh, I've got this big thing and an Apple Watch. Ah, yeah.
Right, see, I put my phone on my
wrist.
You're
putting your phone on your wrist and you're going to tape it around.
Look, now I've got a message on my wrist.
You know what the problem is?
What?
That's too big.
Saw it in half, Richard. That would be fine.
Saw it in half. You might have something on.
Or in quarters, maybe.
Saw in quarters, yeah.
We can all have one.
You know, going a little bit off topic, has anyone used the Amazon lockers in Oracle?
I've always wanted to use them. Are they good?
I used it today.
Oh,
it was amazing. It was so cool.
So what happens? What happens there?
Well,
intrigued.
What happens, right, is when you buy an item off Amazon, and I'm sure it's dependent on the size, because you can't just buy, like,
yeah, because they aren't
huge fucking
light
in a locker. Well, they vary in sizes, but anyway, I paid $1.99. to get it delivered to the locker, but when I first tried it, it was all the lockers were full, so I tried a few hours later and it allowed me. So that was next day. Ordered it yesterday, came today, went to the locker, gave me a code, had it on my Apple Watch.
Oh, like, nice.
Oh, look at that code, that's cool. And then I like parked next to the Oracle, went straight in, entered the code, the locker like swung right open.
Wow.
Took my package, closed it, and walked away.
So where do you enter the? So like, is there?
There's
screen,
a small screen,
and
you just enter your digit code.
One of the random doors.
Yeah.
Do you have to? Oh, that's awesome.
And it goes.
Oh, it's like opening an
advent
calendar.
Yeah.
Oh, so
I was like, what's in here? Oh, headphones, great. And then yeah, just walked off. It was a most seamless experience.
Wow.
I was like, oh,
I'm
this is my code.
Beep, 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 beep.
Bye.
That's
and you don't
really
have
cool.
to worry about stupid delivery people going. Oh, can I fit this through letterbox? No, I'm just going to see if anyone's in. Oh, no, it's middle of the day. Everyone's at work. Oh, we're going to have to try and...
I'm tempted just to leave, like, notes on my door and I say, and just chuck it in the bush.
Please, throw it in the bush. Well, it's good if you live in, like, in a proper residential area, because then it can hide it behind bins or somewhere. But here, I can't exactly, like, hide it on the main road. It's like, oh, don't worry, I have a safe area. It's my pavement, which is available to the public.
There would have been a time before the Nazis started bombing us. People would have left their doors open.
Yeah.
Posties could have walked in.
Apparently,
said,
Canadians do that. Canadians leave their doors unlocked. Like,
great.
And somebody went, I know.
Do hot girls live in Canada?
Canada.
Do hot girls live in Canada? Yeah. Because then I'll just be walking into every house, be like,
and they'd be
hello.
Very welcoming, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And
hello, dear. I am Irish. Don't know what I'm doing here.
That was more European than Irish.
Yeah,
I don't know. Do your best Canadian accent.
Hey there, a boot.
Hey there, a boot.
It's basically just American, but they say about differently.
Yeah.
What you doing,
French
Canadian?
Yeah.
Buongiorno. That's Italian.
Buongiorno.
Bonjour.
Yes. I've been learning Dutch, or more Dutch than I already know. By
say
using
something.
Rosetta Stone.
Oh, I've always used to see adverts for that. Remember when, like, on CRTV and stuff? And I always used to see adverts for that. And I was like,
nope.
Why do they advertise this?
I never knew about
on
this
a kid's
before.
Channel?
Do you know how it got the name Rosetta Stone?
No.
Because Rosetta Stone was a stone used to translate languages.
Wow. Holy shit, it was originally created
by,
I don't care.
By, I think, Venetian merchants.
Venetian merchants?
Yeah, because...
Like the Venetian merchants you find in Assassin's Creed?
Or Civ.
Like, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah, well, they used to travel between all these different countries.
I don't actually know.
Which spoke different languages. So they got the Rosetta Stone to translate between all these different languages.
What?
Do you have Civ?
No, but I do have Tropico 5. That I've been playing on PS4, which I gave a 8 or 7.5.
I was considering buying it, but it looked hella expensive.
Yeah, hella that's why I asked them for a code. It's like, hi Calypso, can I have a code to review again? Like, aye, sure, here, use the code. And I was like, oh, now I have to review it.
I've been playing non-stop.
What's that? What's non-stop?
It's a film.
Is it a game based on the film?
It's a game based on the Liam Neeson film, non-stop.
Based on the Liam Neeson non-stop film.
No, I've been playing a game called Kerbal Space Program.
Oh, sure, yes. Yeah. Ben, you see. Ben brought up Kerbal Space Program when we first started podcasting with Start Replay at the beginning of 2013.
For our last ever podcast.
2013?
Yes, January 2013. Damn. He brought up, the very first thing he brought up was Kerbal Space Program. And he was like, this isn't beta, it's Kerbal Space Program.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Last podcast, first podcast.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah?
You're breaking up with me?
I'm going to kill you.
Last podcast, first podcast.
Yeah, we talked about it in the first podcast, and we're going to talk about it in the last podcast.
Oh, is this the last one?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Link is breaking up with you, Josh.
Nah, I'm going to kill you, Josh.
That's all right. I've got plenty of other people who want to be with me on my mic.
No, it's a really good game.
What is Kerbal Space Program? Explain it to anyone who's listening.
Right.
I don't know who might
be. Right, you're on a fictional planet called Kerbin, like Earth.
Kerbin.
Yep, full of little green people called Kerbals. And you're in charge of their space program.
Not related to Kermit the Frog, then.
No,
it's not. Hi, I'm Kermit the Frog. You're
any chance to bring up your voice?
Any chance to put it in?
Anyway, you have to launch
Kermit the Frog, not just anything. Put it in.
You have to create. Sorry. You
put it in Kermit the Frog, or?
Oh yes.
Seriously.
Whilst you explain it to Freya, I'm just gonna get some water out of my bag.
Okay.
Carry on.
All right. So basically, you create spaceships with for these Kerbins to fly into space.
Yay.
You do stuff.
Sounds great.
So, how are you?
Good, yeah.
It's your birthday soon, isn't it?
It is my birthday soon.
Yeah.
Let's get crunk. Mm. All you listeners are invited to come down to Reading, you know? Come out with us.
Send Freya gifts on the 25th of May.
Yeah, send me skins on Counter Strike.
Send her your skin.
Great. Yeah, so Christ, you are creepy.
When's your birthday?
25th of May.
Oh wow.
I'm only 19.
Wow.
And I don't even look 15. So
I can finally
you're invited, Josh.
I'm finally in there.
Wait, you're 24.
Yes.
You don't seem that much older than us.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. It's like 6 years. Like,
you don't see that
number. Six when we were born.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
I was far ahead of that shit. Life.
Far ahead of life.
What are you doing on your birthday? Everyone wants to know.
On my birthday.
Even the listeners.
Nothing on my birthday.
What?
I don't actually know what I'm doing on my birthday, but
bank holiday, you got the day off.
We're going out for a meal and you're invited, Josh, and we're going out to town and you're also invited. But I just haven't organised it because I'm lazy.
What are you thinking? And where are you going to go for meal time?
That's a tricky one because one of my friends is super fussy. So I'm going to have to go some.
Guilty as charged. Yeah, guilty as charged. I can only eat vegan fruit from kosher stores.
I can only eat vegan fruit. What?
I can only eat vegan meat. That's how niche it is. It's not even a thing. I don't eat.
I don't know. It might be like steaks knitted from cabbage.
I can only eat.
Imagine knitting cabbage.
I can only eat a brown paste made of wheat.
Brown paste made of wheat.
Yes, wheat.
Wheat.
Will Wheaton.
Has anybody been anywhere good in Reading?
recently?
Yeah, so I actually don't know where to go.
I went to Jamie's Italian the other day.
Went KFC. Went Mr. Cod down the road from here.
I've never been to Mr. Cod.
Yet
I live like 30 doors away.
They do a mean chicken burger. I go there on my lunch break and go.
Really? Why? What does it say to you?
It calls me names.
I don't like you, Richard. Don't put me in your mouth.
Makes fun of my dyslexia. Says, hey, you can't write, dumbass.
You can't write and you'd even pay the correct amount for me.
You gave him dollars.
All right. Any other notable places in Reading? Anywhere?
So, Mr. Cod, KFC.
Mr. Cod, KFC.
We can't go there for birthday.
The Abbott Cook. The
has to be Nando's.
I was thinking maybe Las Iguanas.
Las Iguanas is a nice place.
Can you book that?
Probably.
I hope so. Oh, there are going to be lots of girls there, so you know. You got the pick of the pack.
Oh, fantastic. How old are they?
19.
What's the highest age of one of them?
19.
Josh.
Some are 18.
They should be fine.
Well, one of them's looking for a hot guy as well, so just come. All you guys come looking fresh.
She didn't recommend me.
You're trying to sound look fresh now.
Mate, well, just make me that extra.
I haven't shaved in a bit.
Josh, mate. I'll be your wingman. You'll be my wingman. We'll just pick each other up all night. See this guy?
Cool. Yeah.
He's a handsome guy.
Hey, have you met Richard? Yeah. Oh, you have. Oh, sorry.
And we get nowhere because we keep on complimenting each
other. Yeah. So it'll be more like we're together.
Yeah.
Oh, bromance.
We're just squeezing each other's shoulders right now.
Yes. Yes. Squeeze it harder. Okay. So 18, 19. Would that be weird? Would that be weird if I got with someone who was like 6 years younger than me?
Well, if she's pretty, no.
We'll see about if she's pretty, it'd be weird if she was ugly. Why would even steep that low? I'd be asking why you even have ugly friends, Freya. What the fuck?
Aaron Taylor Johnson and his wife.
Yes, that's true.
Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Well, they
Jimmy Savile and
God.
They're not going.
Oh God. Oh God, no. It's terrible. Listeners, do
Bill
not
Cosby
listen
and,
to Richard.
You're a glitter.
Mental.
Operation U-Tree.
Well, I look forward to that.
It's going to be great. Yeah. I don't know when I'm doing it. June? Sometime?
Great.
June.
Not do all the girls that's my birthday. Running?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I want main
to do they like comfortable beds like mine?
No, comfy. Actually, one of them might need to stay somewhere, so you know.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. How many of them are single?
All of them when they're around you, Josh.
Pardon me?
Five.
That's quite a good ratio.
I think. Well, maybe
all of them, if I'm going. Hey. Yeah, well, I made a pact to someone
all
that I
won't
get.
All of them when we're on the prowl.
Oh, hey. Okay.
You made a pact to someone that what?
I wouldn't get with anyone who has a boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to get with five people at once. I was just like, whoa.
I'm going to get with somebody. Don't worry. I'll make a pact with you. I'm going to get with five people.
Was that because Ben was teasing you that you keep on getting up with people that have boyfriends?
Well, no, it was someone else, but yeah. It wasn't just Ben. No, it's fine.
Yeah,
I haven't.
That's how I was first introduced to you, by Ben.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, was it more of a warning? Probably.
Maybe, yeah. I think.
Yeah.
I can't remember how Ben introduced himself.
Don't worry.
Yeah, it's cool.
Sorry.
Twitch.
Ben's like top at introductions. I remember when he said to one of our friends, "You look like a lesbian." He's a man.
Look like a butch lesbian.
He does not look like a butch lesbian.
Oh my God.
He does not even look like a girl.
Well, there was something, I don't know, he planted the seed in my mind and it's growing for me to think that he looks like a butch lesbian. I'm like, no, Ben. Oh no, it's growing in my mind now. What's his name again?
He's very
Andy. He'll be coming as well.
Ben,
maybe.
Ben's
Andy.
Ben goes very easy on me. He just says I've got a receding hairline. I don't.
Whoa! It literally goes like that. It comes out.
Those who can't see, I just played with Richard's hair on his head.
Ben also says right after that I've got receding hairline, he says, "You're a very handsome man."
You're very handsome man, Sean Connery.
Very handsome man. I'm like, thank you, Ben. I'm not that way inclined.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Right.
Anyway.
Do you want to bring up your quiz?
Oh, yes.
For me
and
Ricardo.
Cool, so
do we need buzzers? Fucking hell.
Is that yours?
Do we need buzzers?
Smash it.
Throw it around.
We can do buzzers if you like.
Buzzer
because I don't know whether there's only like two questions which have numbers.
Buzzers.
And they're not that crazy this time. Like the numbers I gave you last week were ridiculous.
Okay, well maybe not buzzers. I'll shout my name and Richard can shout his name.
Richard.
Josh.
So you both answering it or are you just answering it if somebody gets it wrong? Is that how it works?
Whoever says it first.
Yeah,
whoever says it first. Okay.
Well, whoever says their name first, that can be a buzzer.
Then there's no point of having buzzers if we're both going to say.
So I'm going to say, Josh. And then you'll be like, Richard. And I'll be like, no.
Savile.
Richard Savile.
It kind of works.
Yeah, the profiteer of the real estate firm.
So this is quiz time, yay, or whatever we called it in multiple episodes, where Freya asks us questions and we try to answer them. It's video game related. There are seven questions, yes, and whoever wins ends up winning their pride.
Yep.
Yes.
We should make an actual
which
prize.
We have
we
none
probably
of.
Should.
We should make a little leaderboard. We're actually going to do this time.
We're making a leaderboard.
I'm making a leaderboard on my phone right now. Okay. So this week, oof, is not to do with burps. It is to do with Minecraft.
Oh, fuck. Bam. When are you going to make one about Batman? Huh? When are you going to make one about Batman?
Hang on. We had COD last week, and I'm shit at COD.
I'm shit at Minecraft. Who?
Yeah.
Tally-ho. Sorry. Okay, it's all right. Don't worry. Headphones are fine.
Okay, so question one.
Josh.
Go on, answer. For the love.
No, sorry. Just carry on.
Minecraft was not originally called Minecraft, for those of you who didn't know. What was its original name?
Mincecraft.
No, not Mincecraft.
Lego.
No, not Lego.
All right, none of us know. Block World.
No.
Josh. No. Block. Village.
No, not
Swedish
Josh.
Word for Minecraft.
No, it's quite basic.
Blocks.
Yeah,
Josh.
Game.
You need to say your name first if it's
game of blocks.
Something game.
Block game.
Game.
Mind game.
Game block.
Lego game.
Game world.
No,
we
no,
have to
no,
say
no.
We have to say your name first. Josh.
Something
game world.
Game.
Block game. Josh. Block game.
Richard. Square game.
I'm just gonna put you out of your misery.
Simple
now.
Game. Josh. Simple game.
It was called Cave Game.
Richard, Cave Game.
Shit.
Okay.
Shit.
I got that point.
No points.
Okay, so, no points. No points for you guys. Lose it out, man. Second question. This is numbers, so it's basically whoever's closer. So you can call it out if you want, but you're 5. Probably going to lose.
9 trillion.
How many people play Minecraft on PC around the world?
Richard. 13 million.
Okay.
Josh.
I suddenly want to change my answer.
Sorry, just removing the kettle there from the.
I'm not allowed to change, am I?
No.
20 million.
He's won.
Yep, 17 million.
People. Ooh! I was going to be higher.
I was going to change mine to 50 million, so I'm glad I didn't do that.
I was going to go like 50.
Yeah, apparently that's like the smallest like player base.
Yeah, Xbox One is, Xbox is the biggest. Weird. Very weird.
Yeah, screw the PC Master Race.
One to me, not to Richard.
Josh is touching himself.
Question three. I'll be surprised if neither of you know this. Which monster originally started out as a coding error?
Josh. The fuck, what's the name?
Can I take over?
No, hang on, fuck, I'm just trying to remember.
You could use that for anything.
It's the
5, 4, 3.
The zombie one, the
two,
green ones.
One.
I forgot the name.
Zombie?
Huh?
Just called the zombie.
Yeah.
No.
Is it a zombie?
Enderman.
No.
What the fuck?
I was
going to
say
creeper.
Enderman.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, creeper. That's what
Hang on.
Meant.
I swear the Endermen were a thing as well.
Well, maybe. But
well, no one got a point that round, did they? Did they?
Freya, if you want your birthday present, then I get the point.
You didn't even say your name before you said it.
Yeah,
he did
not say his name.
Who
what
said?
The fuck?
Creeper. You said Richard.
Enderman.
And then you go creeper.
I think that was all.
But I'm
going to
be nice.
That was all still in the same.
I'm going to give that point to you, Richard, because you did get it right.
Because I threatened to take your birthday present away.
You're not even getting one.
Oh, beef.
I'm gonna get with one of your friends instead. That'll be your present.
Oh, God.
And leave him with a baby.
Oh, wow. No. Come on. So, Karen.
Question four.
One all.
Which country made an entire replica of itself on Minecraft? Entire replica of the country.
Richard, the UK.
No.
Josh, France.
No.
Richard, Sweden.
No.
Richard, Josh, America.
No.
Josh, Germany.
Nope.
Richard Lithuania.
Nope.
Josh Turkey.
Nope.
Richard Finland.
Josh Indonesia.
No. Richard England.
Josh Indian. No.
Richard Wales.
Josh New York.
No.
Richard Azerbaijan.
Josh Brazil.
No.
Richard put us out of our misery. I mean, Freya
Josh
put us out of
Russia.
Our misery.
Josh Russia. Josh Russia.
No.
Josh China.
No.
Josh Japan.
No.
Richard.
Josh Australia.
No.
Richard Belgium.
No.
Richard Netherlands.
No.
Richard
Finland.
No.
Oh, shit.
He said Richard. So what you say now counts as a me answer. Richard Spain.
No.
Richard Portugal.
No.
I'm going north.
Richard Holland. Iceland.
No.
Richard Greenland.
No.
Richard.
Is it going for me?
No, shit. Fuck. What am I saying? Josh is in America.
Richard no. Denmark.
Yay!
Hey, thank you.
Didn't take an age.
I forgot which countries were Scandinavian.
Yes, they've actually, because you know the UK one, they made an OS map.
It's not Scandinavian, is it, Denmark?
Basically the roads, and I thought it was actually going to be real roads, but no, it's just colours. But Denmark have actually made a replica of all the houses, all the cities. I know. Who had the time to do that?
And I was going to do that with Emma Green, where I live.
And then we give up. Yeah, crazy. Absolutely crazy. So 2-1 to Richard.
Thank you very much.
Pull it back, Josh. This is another numbers one.
I will pull it
so
back.
So it's...
with this numbers
so
one.
It's kind of... Whoever answers first is probably lost. Splash messages are short messages that appear on the home screen. Do you know which ones I mean?
Say that again.
Yeah.
They're all like... notches. Yeah. Cool. How many of these are there in the game?
Richard 500.
Okay.
Josh 501.
Nope, Richard wins.
Ta very much.
350. That's still quite a lot.
Dick.
I thought that was
shame on
a
you.
Lot.
Shame on you.
So loser, you need loser. To pull these two back to draw, and I don't have a tiebreaker question, so I might have to find one quickly if you do.
Just think of a number in your head and
there we go. You have to think of that number.
And I know which number it will be with you. 69.
Yeah, God, love
wow.
me some 69.
Do you
number
like
69? I'm not gonna answer.
And if your friends like 69. Sorry, carry
you
on.
Can ask them. You can ask them.
What? Hi, I've just met you for the first time.
Hi, my name's Josh Ball. Do you like 69?
Where, what are you having to eat? Also, do you like 69? Because that's
well,
related.
I'm not eating anymore now.
Sorry, carry on.
Okay. What liquid should you drink to stop all poisonous
Sperm.
Effects?
Richard, milk.
Well done, Richard.
You winner, you asshole. Right, last
so
one.
Question seven, just for the banter. Which monster doesn't take full damage?
Josh Zombie.
No.
Richard Spider.
Josh
no.
Chicken.
Richard Creeper.
No.
Josh
Pigman.
Cow.
No. Pigman.
Josh Eggs.
No.
Josh.
Richard Water.
No.
Richard Zombie Pigman.
No.
Richard Ghasts.
No.
Josh Gives Up.
Richard. What other things are there? Richard Dragon.
No.
Richard.
Josh Blocks.
Magma Cubes.
Yeah, Magma Cubes.
Thank you.
Well done. Yeah, so Richard wins.
Thanks for drawing a cube for me.
Thanks, cube. So I take it that means who won the first ever quiz? Was it Joel? Was
Can't
it you?
Remember.
It was between you two. I'll have to go back and replay it.
I won last week's one.
So Richard's actually in the lead with two.
Me.
I feel like we should do like. But this is never going to really end. Well, when it does end.
This is never going to end.
I'm going to go on question time, innit?
And somebody wins something.
Wow.
Okay, so
what an amazing quiz. Thank you.
It was amazing.
Woo! Way, underlay.
Shall I close the podcast off?
Yeah, do it.
Thanks for listening to episode 16 of the Start Replay podcast. Catch us next time on the flip side.
In 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' Yay. Time.
On I don't know what date.
On a Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
In 2 weeks'
in
time.
2 weeks.
27th.
Oops. 27th. Thanks,
27th.
I'll be 19. Not
will
doing
you?
Anything different.
Wow.
That can
well,
be
well,
your,
so excited.
You can be on it. Can be the 19th Freya thing.
19th, Yay. 17th podcast.
17th Yay. Podcast for 19-year-old Freya.
Yeah. Okay. Go on then. Outro it.
I just did.
Yeah, well, you need to
all right.
like, do.
Catch you on the flip side. Cool cats.
No, you also need to be like, follow us since then we play your comments. Find us and
follow
subscribe.
Us.
Write us a review.
All right,
hang on. iTunes. You like right, to do
Josh,
that.
Josh, I get it.
Okay.
I get it. You're preparing me to take over from Start Replay when you move over to Germany.
When I move over to IGN Germany, yes.
Yep. Okay, but you got to lay off. It's a slow process, all right? Make sure to follow us on our various social media. Start Replay at Start Replay.
Start Replay. Oh shit! What was it again? At Start Replay.
Facebook at Facebook Start Replay.
Start Replay Media.
YouTube at YouTube/ Happy Campus.
No, at YouTube/ Start Replay.
Is it that now?
Yeah.
That's a glitch. Well, not glitch, but
it's a glitch. We fixed it.
Also, give us a review on iTunes. We very much like it.
Yeah, we'd love that. To us. Leave a comment. I mean, send us some of your own questions that we could try to answer.
Send it to me, Josh at startreplay.com.
Copy me in on those emails as the new co-owner.
The new Kona.
Co-owner.
Kona. Conan. Yes. The new Conan. So it's goodbye from Richard.
It's a goodbye from Josh.
Goodbye. It's goodbye from Freya.
I meant to say it now for myself.
No, you don't have to. No.
Oh, okay, bye.
Do you want to?
Don't get an outro to me.
Do you want to say something beautiful before you leave?
I don't really say many beautiful.
Just say Richard.
In a really sexy voice. In a really sexy voice, like.
Oh, oh no. Not this again.
Lovely.
Oh shit. It won't end. Cybernet's taking over.